Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's another great quote from your book I'd love for you to speak to. You said, "While most believers pray, few in my experience spend time trying to increase the territory of their prayer lives. The time they do spend is often focused on their failures and their limitations rather than reimagining their possibilities through a detailed survey of what currently exists in their discipline and adventure of prayer." So reimagining your possibilities through, this sounds very technical, so I want you to explain this, through a detailed survey of what currently exists in their discipline and adventure of prayer. So say more about that.
Well, the first is, you know, I think the devil's greatest weapon is to discourage you from praying any bigger than you currently are. Most people feel that their prayer life, it has confines around it, and I believe that the Scripture says that prayer is eternal. It's limitless. It is spiritually nuclear. It is, you know, spiritually supernatural, in that once a prayer is unleashed into heaven, it says in Revelation 5 that it burns in a bowl before God for eternity with all the other prayers of the saints, and it says that it's like an incense. What I've encouraged people to do is to find out what they're praying for, and I believe that many people that I've met, they pray thematically. God bless my husband, bless my wife, pray that my kid will do well in school, that they won't sin, as opposed to being specific and strategic. You know, there's very few things. I mean, I'm into urban gardening. Okay, I'm not a hipster by any stretch, but I'm into urban gardening. And what I've found is, if I don't have a plan for my garden, if I don't do it specifically with my soil and these different things, it's not going to yield fruit. Now, this doesn't mean that God isn't going to bless us when we don't pray specifically and strategically, but I have found that there is a real power when we go before God and we say, "God, this is exactly what I want. I want to pray for my daughter going into kindergarten, that she will have 7 brand new friends, 5 that are godly, 3 that go to her church, and 2 that don't know the Lord that she can lead to Christ." I mean, this kind of specific and strategic prayer. I know that, you know, oftentimes when people pray for a spouse, they're pretty good at praying specifically and strategically. This is what I want. But I would begin to say, even for your church, for your ministry, to begin to say to God, you know, and expand, you know, the boundaries of what you're praying for. Or if, you know, looking at the things that hold you back. You know, you mentioned guilt, shame. I think the enemy's plan is to get you not to pray, because once a prayer has been prayed, he has no influence over it. There's no scripture that says, that I know of, that the enemy, once a prayer has been prayed, he can, like, harness the prayer, grab it before it gets to God's throne. He has no power over prayer. And that's why his greatest goal is to get you not to pray. Whether you've been discouraged in prayer, whether to make you feel worthless, to have shame about what you pray for. And the greatest thing you can do is just begin to increase your prayers, the amount you pray, how much you'll pray for. You know, one of the things I do is when I think if I'm going to pray for a certain, you know, whether it be a financial blessing or for our church or for a ministry, I just triple my prayer immediately. Whatever comes into my mind, I triple it, because I just don't want to ever, you know, stand before the Lord and say, "I asked for too little because I was ashamed." I'm a son. You know, my daughter has no problem asking me for candy every single night, Susie. Every night, 3 times, I will give her a piece of cake. She wants more. And she doesn't have a lack of gratitude. She just wants candy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.